Tomorrow, October 27th, we'll see Pope Benedict XVI in Assisi to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the World Day of Reflection and Prayer for Peace, an historic gathering conceived by John Paul II and attended by representatives from the world's other major religions. This evening, in preparation for the event, there will be a prayer vigil at the Vatican. Participants will travel from Rome to Assisi tomorrow by train departing from the station inside the Vatican walls. We spoke to the president of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Taran.
As you remember, on the 1st of January, His Holiness stated that in next October I shall go as a pilgrim to the town of St. Francis, inviting my Christian brethren of various denominations, the exponents of the world's religious traditions, to join this pilgrimage, and ideally all men and women of goodwill. It will aim to commemorate the historical action desired by my predecessor and to solemnly renew the commitment of believers of every religion to live their own religious faith as a service to the cause of peace. And this is this very important sentence I would like that everybody remember. Those journeying to God cannot but transmit peace. Those who are building peace cannot but draw close to God. I think this is a very good sum up of what the meaning of the event of next Thursday. We are living in a precarious world where, alas, justice and peace are not secure for everyone. And every day we see that arms speak louder than international law. This is why Pope Benedict XVI has convoked the third Assisi meeting, whose theme is Pilgrims of Truth, Pilgrims of Peace. The purpose is to recall that there is another dimension, another solution, than that of armed conflict in order to gain one's own right. It is prayer, prayer which expresses relation with the supreme power who goes beyond our human capacity. So practicing what is common to all the spiritual families, prayer, fasting and pilgrimage, we shall be able to show that religions are factors of peace. Peace supposes truth. Even the agnostic, that is to say the ones who are searching for God or the absolute, are also walking toward the source of light. Assisi III will have his own characteristic, of course. More time for reflection, silence, which will be prayer, and the people of the courtyard of the Gentiles will be with us.